Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest played 14 years of the NBA. He's an NBA champion as well. Now he's a very popular NBA analyst joining us here on the show, Kendrick Perkins. Perk, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, DA, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, my man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Taking it one day at a time. Each day seems like it's getting better.
Hopefully things moving in that direction of getting normal. And we thought we were going to have some NBA coming up here at the end of July. Training camps open up maybe coming up mid-July. But now there's a question mark about that. Some players sounds like they'd rather focus on the social causes right now and not play basketball. Do you think that's a smart move by guys like Kyrie or Dwight Howard to just want to focus on social causes right now and not play basketball?
Well, the thing is that I think it's all right for us to focus on, you know, social causes, but we got to have a plan behind it. My thing is you just can't say let's not play basketball or let's sit this one out and not have a strategical plan behind it because, you know, what are we doing? At the end of the day, sitting out games is not hurting the owners. They're hurting the players. You know, a lot of guys depend on, you know, those NBA checks. Everyone don't have hundreds of millions of dollars lying around the house from shoe deals. And when you look at the NBA and the makeup, it's about over 60% of those guys who depend on their NBA checks. Now, here's my thing. You know, just last week, or about 9 days ago, Kyrie Irving was complaining that he wanted to go to Orlando. He was telling people, just because I'm on the inactive list, why can't I go? I still want to be a part of the team. And from my understanding, they told him no. And then all of a sudden, he had a change of heart, and that's when he came up with this, let's sit this out. But Kyrie, you're not even playing. So what does it matter?
So do you think that this is kind of a selfish move by Kyrie simply because he's not playing and he's not invited down there, so that now he's suddenly going to try to turn everybody against it?
Well, I don't know if it's a selfish move, but I just don't see what's the reason behind it. Because to me, like, you could still protest wherever you are in the United States. And it's just like, I just feel like he have to feel involved. He have to feel relevant some type of way. Now, listen, I'm all in for the right thing. I'm all in for, you know, everyone having equal rights and, you know, stop the police brutality, especially against the African Americans. I'm with it. But I do feel like the NBA, I feel like sports is a sanctuary, not only the players, but the fans. You know, it's a form of therapy to me. When you think about it, DA, that's 2.5 to 3 hours where your mind, where you can sit there and, one, everyone can unite from all around the world because each they have different fans for different teams of all races coming together to support their team, whether they in the stands or not. Two, it's that 2.5, 3 hours where your mind is so locked in on the game that you're forgetting about all the stress that's going on in the everyday world. And I feel like we need that right now.
Kendrick Perkins joins us this morning here on the show. Austin Rivers said it would benefit the players more by playing, because then they could use the attention on the games and the media attention on them during the games in the postseason to then speak up about Black Lives Matter, social causes, racial equality, and such. Do you think that makes sense, that actually by playing you get more attention for the cause?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so, because, you know, everyone is going to be watching basketball, especially every sports fanatic. And then on top of that, guys getting together and being inside the bubble, they're going to be so creative and come up with different ideas. Do you know how powerful it will be just to see LeBron James, Giannis, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Damian Lillard, Luka Doncic, all these guys on one photo, you know, saying, you know, and posting it on their social media for equal rights and stop police brutality. I'm pretty sure they already got T-shirts printed out. You know, at the end of the day, I don't mind protesting, because we're protesting for something that we protest. We are protesting for change. But, D.A., at the end of the day, man, people are still losing their lives right now. We need to figure out a better solution. We got to figure out a better plan, in my opinion. Because right now, the way that it's going, since George Floyd's death, we done lost, what, over 10 people of all coaches. So the goal is to keep people alive, not have people steady getting killed. And we got to find a strategic way to go about things as a whole.
You're a really thoughtful guy, and you have an emotional part of you that I'm sure connects to all of the people here who have died needlessly. And yet, in the middle of all that tragedy, we've had some really great racial breakthroughs and some really great movement. Over the last couple of weeks, have you been encouraged by what you've seen or discouraged by what you've seen?
Well, D.A., I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I'm kind of caught in between, because just when I feel like we're moving in the right direction, you know, those police officers being arrested, I was like, okay, we're moving in the right direction. Then all of a sudden you hear about, you know, a man get killed in the Wendy's parking lot in Atlanta, and, you know, African-American found dead, being hung from a tree. And it's like, what's going on? You know, you're watching so much. You know, the other day I was driving from Houston, Texas, down to Beaumont, Texas, and it's like a two-hour drive. And I was on the highway, and I haven't seen that many police officers in my, you know, 35 years of living. And they were just pulling people over. And it's just crazy, because it's almost like, you know, when we say we're going to protest, it's almost like telling, you know, the system, the police officers, that we want to go to war. So at first it was all good, because we were protesting peacefully. The police officers that was involved with George Floyd murder was arrested. But then all of a sudden, you know, some six to seven days later, we're losing more lives. And I'm looking at all these people who lost their businesses and all those things. And not everyone plays a part in it, because all it is a reaction to, you know, someone else starting a problem. You know, if these police officers was arrested immediately, we wouldn't have had all this rioting and stuff going on. But still and all, man, I wake up, I pray every day that, you know, we can make sure we get things together. I got 4 kids of my own. You know, and you just want things to be right. You know, you just want things to be right. Can we change racism overnight? Nah, D.A., we can't. We haven't changed racism in 400 years. But what we can do is change the system and go out there and start voting to get the right leaders in office in all areas so that we can have great change in the world.
Kendrick Perkins, amazingly well said, joining us this morning here on the show. I always wonder about the thought that having white athletes behind black athletes and support the same cause and say that they would kneel for the national anthem or they support Black Lives Matter, whether that's really important or not so important. We saw J.J. Watt over the weekend basically say that he would be open and kneeling during the national anthem. Baker Mayfield said he will as well. What is the significance of white NFL players or NBA players supporting that cause?
Well, you know what? It's huge. I think because here it is. I think right now, during this time, and because of the current situation that happened with an African-American or African-Americans losing their lives, is to me, is it sings a different song when a white American with power take action. And I'm talking about guys to the Tom Brady's, to, you know, guys, you know, the ownership group and all the owners in the NBA, you know, guys like Jerry Jones, who have relationships. They have relationships with a lot of these people that are in the political world. And also, it sings a different song when they speak out, like the great Greg Popovich. When he speak out on behalf of you know, for civil rights, when it's dealing with an African-American being murdered, it just sings a different song. Because when a powerful African-American speaks out on the situation, they just saying, oh, that person just saying it because that person who was killed was an African-American. But if it was vice versa and a white American was killed to police brutality and the world took notice to it and a powerful African-American spoke out about it, it would be so much better, in my opinion. So, you know, we all have to unite. That's the word. We have to unite, come together, and figure out a plan.
Do you think that NBA players will kneel during the national anthem come the season starting again?
I don't even think it will be a national anthem, to be honest. To me, I think, in my opinion, the national anthem is really for the fans that are in the arena, and it's going to be, and the basketball is going to be played without fans. So I wouldn't be surprised if we don't even hear a national anthem during this, while the NBA resumes, when the NBA comes back in, you know, in about a couple of weeks. I honestly don't.
Can we go back to something you said about Kyrie, and you said he's looking to stay relevant. You know him. You've been a teammate of his, and it feels like he's a very powerful voice right now in the players maybe not returning to play basketball later on in the summer. What do you mean by he needs to stay relevant? What have you seen from his personality?
Well, first of all, he's not a powerful voice. He's a popular voice. It's the difference between being powerful and popular. You know, powerful, you're actually moving the needle. No one's listening to Kyrie. The NBA is going to continue. All he's doing is causing unnecessary drama right now between the NBA brothers that we don't need right now. You know, him lashing out is just making news and making a whole bunch of noise for nothing, because the NBA season is going to happen. LeBron James want to play. Chris Paul want to play. Russell Westbrook want to play. Anthony Davis, Giannis, et cetera. When they first voted for the NBA to come back, the vote was 28-0. Everybody wants to play. And right now, all Kyrie doing is just trying to throw a wrench in something, but he don't have the power to do so. And I keep telling people, it's the difference between being popular and powerful. When you're powerful, you actually move the needle. And Kyrie is not moving the needle. All he's doing is ruffling the feathers for no reason, because the NBA is going to continue.
It's felt like this has been kind of Kyrie's personality since he got into the league, of wanting to be noticed or wanting to have a voice or wanting to say something about almost everything. And yet it normally kind of blows up in his face. A lot of people don't respect him for it. Is this just who he's always been?
Well, I mean, it's crazy because, you know, he wanted to leave Cleveland and have his own team, and he got tired of being under LeBron's shadows, and we saw how things worked out in Boston, not well at all. And then when he get to when he got to the Brooklyn Nets, we seen some of the confrontational problems that he was causing there. You know, going to the media, saying we got to get better, and there's still 45 games left in the season, and guys going out there playing their hearts out. And even if you do feel that way, you don't say that to the public. You just let it happen, and you talk behind the scenes. And here it is, Kyrie Irving missing away from the team for about a month where guys didn't see him, and all of a sudden he's popping up and you know, saying in a meeting that, hey, this is not the coach that we want. And all of a sudden, Kenny Atkinson lose his job. You know, just those type of things is unnecessary. You know, and he's just known for bringing up drama all the time for no reason. Why are you stirring the pot? We don't need that right now. We don't. So a lot of the times, we don't need to hear his voice anyway. Kyrie is a hell of a basketball player. Sometimes just because you're the best basketball player don't make you the leader of the team. That's not how it works a lot of times.
Kendrick, I know that you're in demand. You do a lot of stuff for ESPN. The Hoop Streams is amazing. Check out the latest episode right now on Kendrick's Twitter page and at ESPN's Twitter page as well, because Hoop Streams is awesome. And I know you're all over the place. So I really appreciate how generous you've been with your time this morning, because I know you're pulled in a lot of directions. But this was so good, so insightful, so enlightening. I always love having you on the show, man. So thanks so much for doing it today with us, Perk. And hopefully we can catch up again, man. Good luck with everything.
Hey, DA, thank you for having me. And then you have a blessed one, and you continue to do a great job yourself. You're doing a wonderful job with the show. And, man, just, you know, I'm praying for your safety. And hopefully we get things right, man. It's going to take all of us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.